Welcome to another episode of Between the Lines, your window into the world of learning and discovery. Supported by Akata Learn, your lifelong education companion. Today we're exploring Chestnut Checkers by Mark Miller, a business book that uses the game of chess as a metaphor for strategic thinking and leadership in the corporate world. The book is set in various corporate settings and follows the journey of four individuals who learn to navigate the challenges of their respective organizations. The main characters in the book are Blake, a young and ambitious employee, Sally, a seasoned and experienced leader, Charles, a middle manager struggling to make an impact, and Chris, a CEO who is determined to turn his company around. Each character faces different obstacles and must learn to think strategically and make calculated moves to achieve success. Blake Brown is a newly appointed CEO of a company troubled by poor performance and low morale. Nothing Blake learned from his previous role seems to help him deal with the issues he now faces. The problem, his new mentor points out, is Blake is playing the wrong game. The early days of an organization are like checkers, a quickly played game with mostly interchangeable pieces. Everybody, the leader included, does a little bit of everything. The pace is frenetic. But as the organization expands, you can't just keep jumping from activity to activity. You have to think strategically, plan ahead, and leverage every employee's specific talents. That's chess. Leaders who continue to play checkers when the name of the game is chess lose. On his journey, Blake learns four essential strategies from the game of chess that transform his leadership and his organization. The result, unprecedented performance. Let's explore a summary of each chapter. Chapter 1, Mark Miller introduces the need for a shift in leadership mindset. He emphasizes that leadership in today's complex and rapidly changing world requires a more strategic, forward-thinking approach. Chapter 2, Miller introduces the first principle, bet on leadership, which stresses the importance of identifying and developing leaders at all levels of an organization. Leaders should empower their team members to make decisions and foster a culture of leadership. Chapter 3, this chapter discusses the second principle, act as though you own the place. It encourages leaders to take ownership and responsibility for their teams and organizations, even if they don't hold high-ranking positions. This chapter explains how adopting an ownership mindset can lead to more proactive decision-making, a stronger commitment to the organization's success, and a positive influence on the team. Chapter 4, the third principle, Think Gray, is introduced in this chapter. Thinking gray means embracing complexity and ambiguity, as opposed to black and white thinking. Leaders should adapt to various situations and make informed decisions based on context. It delves into the importance of flexibility, adaptability, and the ability to navigate uncertain and complex situations as a leader. Chapter 5, the final principle, never waste a crisis, is presented in this chapter. Miller advises leaders to view challenges and crises as opportunities for growth, innovation, and transformation. The chapter emphasizes that leaders should use crises as a catalyst for positive change and provides insights into how this can be done effectively. Chapter 6, this chapter explores the idea of the leader as a player in the game of chess. Leaders need to actively participate, make strategic moves, and influence the outcome of the organization. The chapter underscores the active role of leaders in shaping the destiny of their teams and organizations, highlighting the importance of engagement and personal investment. Chapter 7, this chapter discusses the importance of self-awareness and personal development in leadership, emphasizing that leaders are capable of more than they might initially believe. The book offers several practical applications for leaders. Think strategically, emphasizing the importance of thinking several moves ahead, just like in a game of chess. Leaders should have a clear vision and long-term goals, constantly evaluating their decisions and actions based on their impact on the overall strategy. Develop and empower your team. Building a strong team and empowering them to make decisions is vital. Leaders should focus on developing their team members' skills, providing necessary resources, and creating a culture of trust and collaboration. Act decisively. Hesitation can hinder progress and create confusion within the team. Leaders should be decisive and take action when necessary. Be adaptable. Leaders should be flexible and open to new ideas, encouraging their team members to embrace change and adapt to new challenges. Foster a learning culture. Leaders should create an environment that encourages learning, growth, and innovation. Focus on the future. It's crucial for leaders to anticipate future challenges and opportunities. As you reflect on this book, consider these key takeaways. If your heart is not right, no one cares about your skills. Most of us need multiple mentors in our life. Someone who can coach, encourage, and counsel us in one arena may not be best suited to do so in another. Chess versus checkers. If you want to lead a high-performance organization, you've got to play chess, not checkers. If you play checkers when the name of the game is chess, you lose. The two games are played on a very similar board. The color is different, but that's just the beginning. The games that are played on these two similar boards are vastly different. Most small businesses can be successful with a checkers mindset. That's actually the game you play when an organization is in startup mode. The leader does virtually everything in the beginning. That's checkers. Then, if you grow, you begin to add staff. Many leaders see these additional people as interchangeable pieces, nothing more than hired hands, no need for specialists. Each piece is capable of the same limited moves. That's checkers. In the beginning, the game is simple. That's checkers. You react, you make decisions, the pace is frenetic, you're playing checkers. And it works for a while. You can win in business by playing checkers until someone sneaks in one night after you've closed for the day and flips the board. The game changes, and you don't even know it. The change can be subtle in the beginning. When your board gets flipped, you have the same products, customers, equipment, and employees. Initially, it's easy to miss the change. Besides, when leaders are focused, we can become colorblind. The chessboard and checkerboard look identical other than their color. If you're not looking for it, you can miss the change. We can be so focused, we can actually become colorblind. We don't even know the game has changed. Chess is a game of choices, and business is, too. We win or lose based on our choices and how well we execute against those choices. Planning is where we make those fundamental choices. Clues the game has changed. One of the signs the game has changed is a myriad of problems, problems that reoccur, problems that should have been anticipated and avoided, problems that catch us totally by surprise and we should have seen coming, and problems that are created by lack of focus or a failure to execute. All of these are clues. When we see this happening, the methods we've used successfully in the past have to be reevaluated. The game of chess is a perfect metaphor for leadership. It requires strategic thinking, adaptability, and the ability to anticipate and respond to your opponent's moves. In chess, the most successful players are those who are able to think several moves ahead and anticipate their opponent's next move. The same is true for leaders. Leadership is not a one-size-fits-all approach. It requires flexibility and the ability to adapt your leadership style to fit the needs of your team. Great leaders are not afraid to challenge the status quo and think outside the box. They are willing to take risks and try new approaches. Leadership is not about being the smartest person in the room. It is about surrounding yourself with talented individuals and empowering them to succeed. A leader's job is not to do the work for their team, but to create an environment where their team can thrive and achieve their full potential. Leadership is not about winning at all costs. It is about building a strong team and fostering a culture of collaboration and trust. The most successful leaders are those who are able to inspire and motivate their team, creating a shared sense of purpose and vision. As we wrap up today's episode, remember the lessons from Chess Not Checkers by Mark Miller. Leadership is a dynamic journey that requires a strategic mindset, adaptability, and a commitment to continuous improvement. Thanks for joining us on Between the Lines. Until next time, keep thinking strategically, always play chess, not checkers, and don't forget to grab a copy of the book.